Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Sherelle's bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I think that's the Sherelle's. I think that's who that is. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm pretty sure I know who I am. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you to all of you who've been buying that book. I appreciate it very much. I know it's helping you because I hear from you. I hear from so many people who say it's benefiting them, and I wrote it for you. I just am excited about the potential that it has to help you in your small business. So it's just you and me. I want to continue our discussion on biggest mistakes that small business owners make, and I want to talk about. You know, this is a segment that whenever I do. Spend some time just with you, just me and you. I often talk about policy, and I want to tell you that I believe that one of the biggest mistakes that small business owners make is not realizing that policy is affecting their small business. Politics and policy is affecting their small business, and the people who are making the policy can't be held accountable for policies that hurt us if they haven't heard from us. If they haven't heard from us, they can presume that we don't care and do whatever they want to do. And so thankfully today, you and I have the ability to track the performance of our elected officials. There are plenty of places. I'm going to tell you at least one place right now where you can go and see how your member of Congress, senator and congressperson, how they voted with regard to small business issues, issues that are either hurt or help small business. SBEcouncil.org, SBEcouncil.org. You've heard Ray Keating and Karen Kerrigan, the president of SBE Council, on the show. Well, they produce. That's the quickest one that I know to get to. They produce a record. It's very objective, and Republican, Democrat, Independent, Mugwump. It doesn't matter, whatever, and it gives them a score. Are they a 70% small business supporter, or a 90% small business supporter, or a 20% small business supporter? And if it's a 20% or something under 70%, and they're your congressperson, they're a member of your delegation, they need to hear from you if you care about small business issues, which I think you should. I think a mistake that small business owners make is not being a little more of a single issue voter for their small business. We all have our things that we care about, right? We care about the environment. We care about whatever it may be. Whatever your topic is that's unrelated to your business, we all have those. And sometimes those seem to be the things that we're the most outraged about or we're the most vociferous about, pugnacious about perhaps. But I think it's a mistake to not have that kind of zeal, not stand up for your small business. And here's why. If you care about things that are not part of your small business, then you're probably supporting them. You're giving your time, maybe even your money for those things. Well, where does that money come from? It comes from your small business, right? That's where our livelihood comes from. So in my opinion, our small businesses come first. And then the other stuff that we care about comes second, because there's I'm not confused about the chicken or egg thing here. I know that my ability to affect change, to make a difference in other areas, only happens because I have the ability through the success of my small business. So my first policy obligation is to my small business. My second policy interest is to things that are unrelated to my small business. I'm not confused about that. And now that's my opinion, and you can disagree with me, and that's fine. But I'm just going to ask, I see small business owners who take positions, policy positions, that absolutely are going to hurt their small business. I don't understand that. I'm sorry, I just don't. And so I'm encouraging you to think about that a little bit before you go off on you know, thinking that this one, any particular topic is the most important thing to you. See how it reconciles with your small business agenda. What the small business, what keeping your business successful in the marketplace, keeping the government from hurting your small business, and support those organizations. I encourage you, support, find organizations that are fighting the other lobbyists who have other interests in mind that are not in your favor as a small business owner, and the people who can let members of Congress know how you feel by your support of that organization. Find one. I'm not going to tell you which one to join. Join two or three of them. But that's their job. That's how you and I leverage our message through those people. And I encourage you to do that. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.